Neil Armington says just a few years ago, he didn't know about seismic air gun testing, a standard method of mapping oil and gas deposits in deep seabeds. Today, though, it's one of his top priorities.
What we really wanted people to know, this is no longer hypothetical. You know, this could be the precursor to oil and gas drilling off Florida's coast.
Armington is the Matanzas Riverkeeper. He's helped organize many events about seismic testing in the First Coast, like one last October in St. Augustine. Protesters stood at the base of the Bridge of Lions to wave signs and hold a press conference about the little-known issue. Since then, seismic testing has gained public traction.
Look, here's one thing that I think everybody knows, and you know, there is a cost to all of this. The BP spill, I think, kind of helped people understand this is the cost.
In 2012, the Obama administration banned new offshore drilling on the Outer Continental Shelf. That ban expires in 2017, and oil companies are hoping to locate deposits before the moratorium expires. Currently, 10 applications are requesting permits to conduct seismic testing along the U.S. eastern seaboard. Advocates say if there's oil offshore, it could bring revenue and new jobs and help reduce dependence on foreign oil. But locally, seismic testing and offshore drilling face heavy opposition. Oil drilling aside, it's the process and technology of seismic testing that have many worried. Submerged air guns emit loud sonic blasts to map the seafloor. The sound has been compared to a rocket launching.
For a human to be that close to a sound, you'd be deafened.
And it's not much better for animals who live underwater. That's according to Aaron Handy, the Florida campaign organizer for a group called Oceana.
It's very, very disturbing to marine mammals, dolphins and whales, who communicate, migrate, operate, and really survive using sonar. Imagine if the largest noise generated by humans was going off every 10 seconds, 24 hours a day for weeks on end above your house.
Especially at risk is the North Atlantic right whale, she says. It's one of the world's rarest whale species and swims south to give birth, right in the proposed blasting zones. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management estimates testing could injure 138,000 marine animals, disrupt behavior in 13.5 million, and interrupt breeding patterns of many other species. Environmental groups think that's a conservative estimate. In St. Augustine Beach, Mayor Andrea Samuels says her city joined 17 other East Coast Florida cities in passing resolutions against seismic testing.
You know, and that's because our economy is based on the health of our ocean.
Samuels praises Democratic Florida Senator Bill Nelson and Democratic Representative Kathy Castor, who've both introduced federal bills limiting oil and gas exploration off Florida. She hopes to see more local, statewide, and federal action.
We need to be active. We need to be engaged. This cannot go forward. I do not want to have to worry about tar balls and explosions and tumors and dead animals. We need to fulfill our obligations to the place where we live and protect them.
St. Augustine Beach is one of 56 U.S. Atlantic Coast cities that oppose seismic testing. In St. Augustine, I'm Anna Hamilton for WJCT News.